B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, time to sound off. 610-771-9705. You got something to say? Hit us up. News of this trade broke about 3 a.m. If you were up, I'm sure you called the line. What was the earliest call we had last night? 3:30 a.m. probably, right? We have a timestamp.
Tyler has them. Yeah. I only have the finished timestamp.
I'm guessing 3:30. Let's see what we got.
If anybody's not happy with this trade, they're crazy. You get a bona fide player for a Landry Shamet, a Mike Muscala, and a Wilson Chandler, and a couple first-round picks. That's fine. You can live with that.
Yeah, no Moose love today, Tyrone. You noticed? No Moose love at all.
Yeah, nobody misses him.
No Moose.
Yeah, he
nobody might. Misses poor Mikey Moose.
Nobody.
No, not even Wilson Chandler, I think they missed. I thought we'd get a Moose call.
Yeah, you think because with Persuasion as well, there's a couple guys who like him just for that, you would think, but apparently no. They vacated. They still have TJ.
That's right, TJ's still there.
Sixers, fantastic trade. This gives you the second-best starting lineup in the entire NBA. Best team in the East. Elton Brand, I was the one screaming at you yesterday to get Mirotić because we're doing so terrible. If you need any more advice, give me a call.
Well, you got Boban. He's not Mirotić. 12-minute Boban.
Great trade by Elton Brand. God deserves a lot of credit. To get Jimmy Butler, to get Tobias Harris, and bring those two players, Mike Scott and Bogdan, in to be bench players to help back up Embiid with Marjanovic and Mike Scott to help us off the bench at power four is a great move. I don't think we gave up a lot. You don't know what those picks are going to be.
Yeah, Mike Scott, better player than Muscala, isn't he?
Yes, he moves better on defense.
Clippers want Mike Muscala instead of Mike Scott.
Expiring.
Oh, expiring?
Yeah.
Muscala's under contract?
No, yeah, Muscala's
expiring.
Expiring. They wanted it expiring, and then... Yeah.
All right.
Tobias Harris can play. I don't want to feed into this, but the guy is a good player. Like, he's a 17-8 legitimate stretch power forward who can shoot over 40% for 3 points. We should be ecstatic about this deal. Wilson Chandler doesn't even look like he wants to play basketball. It looks like Markel Fultz learned his whole I don't want to play basketball routine from Wilson Chandler.
I don't want to question Winston Chandler's heart because he had some heart to play in this league. He's just beat up. I mean, you could tell that from the jump of this season that he was just kind of, he was the running back who had too much miles.
The Sixers have just rented themselves a championship. I'm fine with that. Butler and Harris will be showing off their championship rings with their new teams next year. That's cool. That's great.
Come on. They wouldn't be stupid enough to make a trade. We're going to lose both of them. They believe that they can keep both of them. All this kind of stuff is discussed before they make deals.
Embiid needs someone to give him some rest time. I mean, he's getting tired fast anymore. And this guy, we ain't going to lose anything defensively with this guy in there. He's a freak. It's a Toby and Bobby show.
He's going to be a fan favorite, too, that dude.
Well,
he's like Lurch from the Addams Family.
Well, what's funny is we didn't realize this because we're not paying attention. He is.
Like Lurch.
You rang.
So they've been together now. This is the third team they're going to be together. So since they got traded together, apparently they're best friends and they do like little comedy videos.
Oh, is
together.
That right?
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to be great.
That's why I said Toby and Bobby. They do little skits and stuff
Toby
together.
Toby and Bobby.
Yeah, they do skits together because you think about it, you go from Detroit to L.A., he's familiar. They were together today they did a couple Snapchat videos
Them with Joe? This is going to be such a treat.
And Joe already loves Boban.
The Croatian Cretan.
What a lot of people aren't getting about this trade is the fact that Joel Embiid no longer is going to be double-teamed. Wilson Chandler's man was the guy who was double-teaming Embiid all season. You can forget that, because Tobias Harris cannot be left.
You can fire. I love guys that can fire. I love Jimmy. I was watching Jimmy Butler last night. And, like, he didn't have a great game last night. He was disinterested, which I don't understand. Like, some games he's disinterested and they just have to put up with it. But once he gets, like, he gets a jump stop in that 8-foot area, money. Money. No matter if he's going to take another step and get it off the glass or he's going to make that little shot. He's, like automatic.
He just said when we beat Golden State, this team changed my mind. We can beat Toronto. But yes, we can go to the finals. Now today, this trade had to be made for us to beat Toronto. Which is it? Can we beat Toronto before the trade, or do we have to make the trade?
Yeah, well, you didn't hear me correctly, because I said it moved me closer to thinking that they could do that, okay? This actually, well, this doesn't convince. I'm still like, they need a bench player away, but they're better than they were yesterday.
Okay, it's 3 minutes some change left in the fourth quarter. Got a chance to come back. You mean to tell me Brett don't have no set plays for these guys to set up to score? My God.
What set plays are going to do? Who are we going to set play for last night? There's no JJ to shoot it. Shamit?
And he got him the clean look in the corner.
Give him a clean look. They're coming back.
Yeah. And he made
they
it.
They weren't going to win that game. I was convinced they weren't going to win that game. You got to climb so far uphill, you just don't have what it takes to close it out at the end.
We have to find a coach that can coach a big man. I'm so tired of Joel Embiid playing and posting at the three-point line. It's ridiculous. He's a big man. He's not a guard. He's not George Gervin. He's a big man. He needs to go low post, at least at the top of the free throw.
That's what he got. People's brains work in a really interesting way, because they could see Joel Embiid in the post 47 times, but the three times he stays up top, it's the one they remember.
He took 14 free throws last night. Yeah. 14.
Yeah, it's like every time he steps out there, people count like that's six times for every one.
I'm happy we got rid of Landry. He posted on Instagram the other day. It's all right. Like, I only been a handful of times. It's dope, but it's no quick trip for my Midwest Mike. The boy don't like Wawa. He's not Philly.
Yeah, I know that's the reason to trade him. Did they do that?
Yeah.
People that say that about Wawa, they get the best stares. Some columnist started a column. A guy in the Daily News wrote a column.
About the hoagies, right?
About Wawa being overrated. Mm-hmm. And you got all kinds of hate mail. You can't mess with the Philly thing, right?
I loved how the reputation that Jimmy Butler had before he came to Philadelphia was as this ultra competitor that he would push to make everyone better. Oh, I saw a guy dogging it last night, not going for rebounds, with the body language they didn't want to be there. And then he wants to cower out and leave without even talking to the media.
I don't like it either. Sometimes that he disappears like that, I don't get it. But if he's not going to be energized playing with this team now with a chance to win something, you know, then they can say goodbye. Because this certainly has to change your perspective. Close it down.
The best of the best today of Sound. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the beef?
Because I don't like
their brain. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.